Thank you for calling Customer Support. My name is Ricky. How are you today?
Yes, my name is Jeffrey Brooks. My husband and I have called you guys 3 times about a refund that we're supposed to be getting, and we haven't received it yet. I was wondering what was going on with that. 74127.
74127?
Mm-hmm.
First and last name?
Excuse me?
Your first and last name?
Deborah Brooks.
Deborah Brooks?
Yes.
And that's 74127?
Yes.
One moment. Were you charged, ma'am?
Yes, I was charged, and my husband called 3 times, and they said they mailed a check out for our reimbursement. $59 on some change. I have a confirmation number here that y'all gave me when we first called.
Okay, can I have that number?
Hold on, let me find it here. That's not it. Hold on a second.
Okay. Lena, I'm still here.
Okay, I'm still listening.
Oh, yes, ma'am, not rushing anything, just let me know I'm still here.
Okay. Okay, I can't find it right now. I think my husband took it with him. But we had a confirmation number, and they said that they was going to mail that check off, and it would take 10 to 12 days. And the day is, what, the 12th, and we still haven't got anything in yet? What did he do with that paper? We didn't call 3 times, and they keep telling us that they have mailed the check out, but we haven't received nothing in our checking account yet.
Okay, you said you were told that they would mail a check out?
Yes. Dang, I can't find that thing now. Yeah, they told him 3 times, we called 3 times, and each time they kept telling us that they have already mailed the check out, and it should take the 7 to 12 days to get here. Today's the 12th, and it's supposed to have been here, and we haven't got it yet. We keep checking our check.
Let's try. Can I have the last four of the card that was charged, ma'am?
Oh, gosh. He got a 3172, I think. A 5172.
3172?
I think it's 5172.
Okay, 5172.
Yeah, it's in Chester Brooks' name.
One moment.
Oh, my gosh.
Still not locating the account. You said the first name was Deborah and the last name was?
Brooks, B-R-O-O-K-S.
Is it maybe one of your husband's name?
Oh, well, he's the one that's been talking to you guys. It might be recorded that he was talking to you guys.
Okay, what is his first name?
His name is Chester. His name is Chester Brooks.
Are you sure you're contacting the correct company, ma'am?
Is this Best Gadget or whatever? Because I ordered I ordered a blender. It's supposed to be just $2 from Walmart, and that's the where we got it from. So when he called to pay for it, it was supposed to only be $2, but they're charging us $56. And they didn't explain anything to him as what if he had any kind of promotion to go with that or whatever. I don't know what the other fifty. I don't know what the $50 is for. But that's how it all got started, because we ordered a blender for $2.
Okay.
And it's got in our checking account that you got the payment for the $52, but we trying to get it back, and they said they would give it back, and they're supposed to be mailing it, and every time we come, they say, well, they mailed it, but we still haven't got it.
Okay. I'm trying to locate an account for you one moment. And you say you're okay. The last thing I can try is the first six numbers on the front of the card, ma'am, that was charged.
The what?
The last thing I can try is the first six numbers on the front of the card.
Well, he's got the card with him, and he's not here, and I don't know the numbers to his credit card.
Okay. Listen, so I'm not locating the account for you with the information you provided me.
Okay, well, I'll see if I can get a contact with him and let him call you guys, because he got the credit card, and I don't know his numbers to a credit card.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Thank you so much for calling us support. Enjoy a wonderful day.